SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/Indonesia.
Berita terkini dari SBS Audio Program Bahasa Indonesia untuk hari Jumat 29 Maret 2024. Saya Riki Kusumo. Tiongkok telah menurunkan tarif terhadap produsen anggur Australia sebagai langkah signifikan menuju peningkatan hubungan diplomatik dan hubungan perdagangan. He Yadong, juru bicara Kementerian Perdagangan Tiongkok, mengumumkan keputusan itu.
In view of changes in China's relevant wine market conditions, anti-dumping duties and countervailing duties will no longer be imposed on imported relevant wines originating in Australia. China and Australia are each other's important trade partners. We are willing to work with Australia to resolve each other's concerns through dialogue and consultation and jointly promote the stable and healthy development of bilateral economic and trade relations.
Menanggapi hal tersebut, pemerintah federal mengatakan mereka yakin Tiongkok akan menghapuskan tarif terhadap lebih banyak produk Australia setelah negara itu mencabut sanksi terhadap anggur Australia. Bill Shorten dari Partai Buruh mengatakan kepada Channel 9 bahwa perundingan akan terus berlanjut untuk daging sapi dan lobster.
We've knocked off the tariffs and some of the Chinese restrictions on a range of Australian goods. We'll just take it day as it comes. I'm optimistic that the trend is our friend here.
Komisioner Anak-anak Northern Territory mengatakan beberapa anak muda di Alice Springs tidak menyadari adanya jam malam yang diberlakukan bagi remaja. Jam malam mulai pukul 6 sore hingga 6 pagi diberlakukan minggu ini untuk mencoba mengendalikan kejahatan di kawasan pusat bisnis di Alice Springs. Namun Komisaris Yelena Musk mengatakan ia prihatin dengan anak-anak yang tidak tahu tentang jam malam tersebut.
I worry that children who, through no fault of their own, who are unaware that the law has changed effectively overnight, are walking the streets at night and then get accosted by police.
Seorang senator Tasmania, Tammy Taylor, telah mengundurkan diri dari Jackie Lambie Network dengan mengatakan bahwa partai tersebut telah kehilangan kepercayaan kepadanya. Wanita berusia 53 tahun itu mengatakan ia akan terus mewakili warga Tasmania sebagai anggota parlemen independen setelah Senator Lambie menyarankan agar ia berjalan sendiri.
I've decided to leave the Jackie Lambie Network and become a senator for Tasmania in my own right as an independent. Jackie has indicated that she's not happy with the way that I've been representing the Jackie Lambie Network, so I've made the tough decision to step aside and let the network shine in its own right and me to shine in my own right. There's no hard feelings between Jackie and I. I want the best for the network. But I'm hopeful that this is the right decision for Jackie, the network, and the people of Tasmania.
Direktur Jenderal Organisasi Internasional untuk Migrasi, Amy Pope, mengatakan perubahan iklim akan membuat lebih banyak orang terpaksa mengungsi di tahun-tahun mendatang. Pope mengatakan ia telah berbicara dengan orang-orang Australia yang pernah mengalami bencana terkait perubahan iklim. Pada National Press Club, Pope meminta masyarakat Australia untuk memahami gambaran yang lebih kompleks dan komprehensif mengenai migrasi.
But spend a moment to reflect on either your experience or people you know who have been displaced by one of these forces. And then think for a minute, if you did not have insurance, if you did not have a government who could help you respond, if you did not have services to help fill the gap, where would you be today? That's the situation that we are going to face more and more across the world with communities that are vulnerable.
Penyelidik Rusia mengatakan mereka telah menemukan bukti bahwa pria bersenjata yang menewaskan lebih dari 140 orang di sebuah konser pekan lalu dibiayai oleh apa yang mereka gambarkan sebagai nasionalis Ukraina. Svetlana Pretenko dari Komite Investigasi Rusia mengatakan para tersangka menerima sejumlah besar uang untuk mempersiapkan kejahatan tersebut.
В результате работы с задержанными террористами, исследования изъятых у них технических устройств.
As a result of working with the detained terrorists, studying the technical devices seized from them and analyzing information about financial transactions, evidence was obtained of their connection with Ukrainian nationalists. The investigation has confirmed information that the perpetrators of the terrorist attack received significant amounts of money and cryptocurrency from Ukraine, which were used in preparing the crime.
Sebuah tim dokter internasional merasa ngeri dengan banyaknya anak-anak Palestina yang terluka setelah mengunjungi rumah sakit yang mengalami kesulitan di Gaza. Organisasi Kesehatan Dunia mengatakan layanan kesehatan di Gaza setidaknya mengalami lebih dari 41 serangan sejak tanggal 7 Oktober, dan PBB mengatakan 2/3 dari 36 rumah sakit di wilayah itu tidak berfungsi. Tanya Haj Hasan, seorang dokter perawat intensif anak dari Yordania yang mengunjungi rumah sakit Martir Al-Aqsa di kota Deir al-Balah, menggambarkan situasi yang mengerikan di sana.
It's catastrophic. There are so many injuries. They have overwhelmed the capacity of not just this hospital, but the entire healthcare system that has been targeted and collapsed months ago. And that on top of outbreaks of epidemics, malnutrition, you have a system that just is clearly not coping. They've run out of the resources that they need. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of aid trucks that are stopped there with the sort of aid that we need in this hospital that can't get in.
Sekian berita SBS Audio program Bahasa Indonesia yang disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo. Anda masih mendengarkan siaran SBS Audio program Bahasa Indonesia. Jika Anda ingin menghubungi kami, silakan menelpon kantor kami di Sydney pada nomor 02-9430-3135 atau kantor kami di Melbourne dengan nomor 03-9949-2208. Anda juga dapat menghubungi kami melalui email pada alamat indonesian.program@sbs.com.au.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.